This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Well, hundreds of rescuers search desperately for survivors within the rubble of the collapsed Champlain Towers south in Florida. A smaller cadre of mental health counselors are also deploying to help families and other loved ones cope with the tragedy. For every missing person, many more lives have been turned upside down as they wait word on the fate of loved ones. And it has been more than a week since anyone has been found alive. The emotional and psychological fatigue is taking its toll. Over 24 mental health professionals have been helping relatives of the missing and the crews on the front lines of the rescue effort. Cuba is preparing to evacuate people along the island's southern region amid fears that Tropical Storm Elsa could unleash heavy flooding after battering several Caribbean islands, killing at least three people. Government opened shelters and moved to protect sugarcane and cocoa crops ahead of the storm, whose next target was Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency in 15 counties, including Miami-Dade, where the high-rise condominium building collapsed last week. Elsa was located about 175 miles east-southeast of Montego Bay, Jamaica, and was speeding west-northwest at 17 miles per hour, had maximum sustained winds of 65 miles per hour. A forensic team arrived in a Canadian town destroyed by wildfire to confirm reports that two people were killed during the blazes, which forced residents to abandon their homes with just a few minutes' notice several days ago. The coroner's service in British Columbia said that they entered the devastated village located 95 miles northeast of Vancouver, only if it is deemed safe. 1,000 residents fled their homes on Wednesday evening.